iBeak Radio.
Whilst you're thinking of a song, we're going to catch up with Kimberly. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
Kimberly is from Thornycroft Solicitors, and we're talking personal injury claims this morning, aren't we, Kimberly?
We are indeed.
I'm going to be very, very gentle with you. Kimberly's never done radio before.
Thank you for that.
Absolutely fine. Don't worry about it. Okay, we're going to straight into our first question then, Kimberly. I was injured in a road traffic accident, and I've been told I will need to go for medical examination. Is this correct?
It is correct. What you'll need to do is be seen by one of our experts. The expert you see will depend on, obviously, your injuries. If you've got any broken bones, unfortunately, you'll have to go and see an orthopaedic expert. If you've got general injuries such as soft tissue injuries, you'll have to go and see a general practitioner. The reason for this is we need to find out what injuries you have that are accident-related, find out any recommendations that you need, such as an MRI scan, any x-rays, any recommendations for any physiotherapy to help you with your treatment and recovery. You may have to go see further experts as well for any ongoing injuries, such as a psychologist for cognitive behavioural therapy, any anxiety issues you've got with driving since the accident, and also you'll need to see an expert, so a prognosis can be given for the injuries you sustained from the accident, how long you'll obviously take to recover from the injuries you've had, and how much your claim is basically worth.
Okay, and this generally isn't your own GP, is it? This will be a GP that's recommended by yourself. Is that right?
It is indeed, yes. And they specialise in obviously accidents such as road traffic accidents. Obviously, if you are injured, we do recommend you go and see your own GP as well for advice on any treatments. So, any painkillers you may want to take, any exercise you can do in the meantime to help relieve the pain.
Absolutely, and these are professional people that deal with these kind of injuries all day long. You know, they've seen thousands of them, no doubt.
Yes, yes.
So they can give you also as well, give you some advice. Once they've examined you, they can say, well, potentially this is going to be, the pain that you've got is going to last for the next 3 months, next 6 months.
Yes,
so they can give you some idea, recommendations and all that kind of stuff. Okay, great stuff. Next question then. I was a passenger in a car that was at fault for a collision with another vehicle. I have pain in my neck and shoulders. Can I still make a claim?
You can make a claim. You'd make a claim against the insurance company of the fault driver. So obviously it's that person you know, but obviously that's what insurance is there for.
Mm-hmm.
So you need details of the driver, of the vehicle, the registration number and any other details such as their address and if they have the insurance details. Don't panic if they haven't got the insurance details to hand. Your solicitor or insurance company will be able to obtain these from the motor insurance database.
Okay.
So we'll be able to assist you. Thornycroft in general can assist you with that. So if you are obviously injured and you are experiencing pain, your neck and shoulders, we'll be able to arrange a medical examination for you, assist you with any financial losses such as loss of earnings, anything like that. What we do then is present the claim to the fault driver insurer for a successful outcome, and we act on a no-win, no-fin basis as well.
It's quite a worrying thing though, isn't it? Especially if you're in a car with a friend or a family member and you are genuinely injured and you don't really want to make a claim because it was your sister or it was your best friend and you don't really want to make a claim, and it's really awkward, isn't it, that?
Unfortunately, it does happen. It's quite common, but that's obviously what insurance is there for.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Great stuff. So if anybody wants to get in touch with you guys at Thornycroft, how can they get in touch?
They can contact us on 01625 503444, or they can access our website on www.thornycroftsolicitors.co.uk.
Great stuff. Let's do one more question then before we go into our next break. Can I settle my claim if I am still injured?
This is quite a common question we get asked.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. It's not advised. If you have got ongoing symptoms, we wouldn't advise you to settle your claim, because if you do settle your claim and you continue with any injuries and any further investigations, you wouldn't be able to make a claim for that. So it potentially could be out of pocket, and you could also be undervaluing your claim, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was going to say that, because if you have still got ongoing issues with back, neck, shoulder, leg, anything like that, you don't know how long it's going to go on for. It could go on for 2 years, 3 years.
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, obviously we understand, we sympathise with clients that want to just get the claim over and done with. That's the main reason people ask this common question. But we need to understand, and we can't stress enough, that it's important you wait until you are fully recovered or almost recovered to ensure you are settling your claim.
So how long can a claim be open for?
It can be, well, it varies per claim, really. It depends on your injuries.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the circumstances. Some people have soft tissue injuries that last 6 months or 3 months. Other people, unfortunately, have broken bones and need physiotherapy and other treatments, which could last for 18 to 24 months. So potentially they could go on for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
It depends on the seriousness of the claim.
And your claim would still remain open throughout that period?
It would do, yes. We'll be in constant contact as well.
Great stuff. Okay, so we're talking to Kimberly. Kimberly is from Thornycroft Solicitors this morning. and we are talking personal injury. We're back in 2 minutes.
iPeak Radio.
David Guetta and Sia. It's Flames from iPeak Radio. We are back with Kimberly from Thornycroft Solicitors, and we are talking personal injury on the show today. Are you ready for our next question, then, Kim?
I am indeed.
Okay, let's go for it. Question number four. If I am involved in an accident, what should I do at the scene? This is a really good question, this.
It is, because a lot of people panic or just lose, you know, completely goes out of the mind once an accident's happened. First thing to do is remain calm. Stay calm all times. It'll help so much. Exit the vehicle if you can, if you're able to, not too injured. If there are any injuries that are visible at the scene from yourself or anybody involved in the accident or the party, do contact the emergency services. We'll be able to send an ambulance out. Obviously, vehicle safety is a big one to remember as well. If your vehicle's on an obstruction, such as, you know, it's on a corner, it's going to cause problems. You need to get the vehicle out of the road as soon as possible. If your vehicle is drivable, great, to move it to a safe location. If it's not drivable, you'll need to contact either the police or your insurance company, accident management company, anybody who wants to deal with the vehicle for you, to get it removed from the roadside. Do exchange details with the driver or the driver. So you want their name, address, the registration number, insurance details if they've got it. Don't panic if you don't have the policy number and you only remember the actual insurer, because a lot of people do that. They panic at the scene, they don't have details with them. Give those details to your solicitor or insurance company. They'll be able to do the checks for you on the motor insurance database check to find out the insurance details. Obviously, they'll let you know once they've done it to put your mind at ease. If there are any witnesses at the scene, take their details too. So obviously their name, their address and telephone number. Obviously pass them as well on to the insurance company or solicitors. If for any reason the other the party drives away from the scene, doesn't stop.
I'm just going to ask you that question.
Yeah, unfortunately it does happen. Don't panic, contact the police. Obviously we know the police are very busy, but it is a criminal offence to drive either without insurance or to drive away from the scene of an accident. So do contact the police if that happens.
And they could leave the scene for any reason. It's not that they're not insured. It could be
they could panic and don't know what to do. It happens, unfortunately. That's why it's obviously important to remain calm. Obviously, if you can as well, take photographs of the vehicles. If it's safe to do so and they aren't in positions they were in, but it's safe, take photographs of the positionings as well. That will help the insurance companies. Sometimes claims aren't very straightforward. Sometimes liability isn't admitted, it is disputed. So as much information you can get at the scene, the better, really.
Okay, there's a couple of questions then for you. If, like we said, talking about driving away at the scene, if you were the person that drove away from the scene, and then obviously because you did it in panic and you weren't sure what to do, how can you then, you know, go back to try and contact that driver to say, listen, it was me, I did do that. Is it best to go to the police and say, this happened at this time?
Going to the police would be a good start, because obviously the other driver most likely would have contacted the police. They'll be able to find the incident quite quickly. Otherwise, contact your own insurance company to let them know the accident has happened, because if the other driver's got your registration number, they would have reported it to their insurance company, and in turn they would have contacted your insurer. So if they haven't contacted you already, contact your insurance company as well.
Absolutely. And also as well, you talked about taking photos at the scene. Is it worth taking photographs before moving the cars from the actual accident scene? Is it best to get the photographs of the scene before moving them?
Only if it's safe to do so. Obviously safety is priority. If it's safe to do so, by all means take photographs of the vehicle damage, and obviously the positionings of the vehicle on the road. If not, don't worry about that. The first priority is to get the vehicles to a safe position at the side of the road if you can, and then take photographs.
Yeah, so much to think about though, isn't it? Things that you don't think about. You don't think about asking for their insurance details. All you do is, you know, get their details and you think that's all sorted. But we've just been talking about, Kim, I was involved in a little bit of a knock a couple of months ago, and the first thing I did was took photographs of everything.
including
the third party. I did. I took the photos of the car. I took photos of his registration plate.
Yeah.
Even him stood next to the registration plate, so we couldn't deny that he was at the scene.
Yes, it's quite common for that to happen.
And also as well, got his phone number. And we've been talking about this during the break, that sometimes they give you false details and give you a false telephone number. I actually rang his number to make sure that it was his number.
You can never be too careful nowadays.
You can never be too careful.
So obviously do that if you can do that.
Absolutely. Okay, great stuff. Last question then. I have been involved in an accident and the other driver was not insured. Can I still make a claim?
Again, this is a very common question to ask.
I was amazed, actually, about how many drivers aren't insured.
Unfortunately, yes, it does happen. So you can make a claim if the other driver wasn't insured. The Motor Insurance Bureau, we call it the MIB, it's set up to compensate victims of a road traffic accident where the fault driver is either uninsured or untraced. So uninsured basically means the driver just doesn't have insurance at the time of the accident. Untraced basically means either they've done a hit and run, so they've left the scene of the accident without stopping, or they just have given you incorrect details like we've just mentioned. So they've given you a false name or a false address and they're unable to trace, obviously, that person that's hit you in the vehicle. So you can make a claim against the Motor Insurance Bureau. Generally, you do need specialist help. That's something that Thorny Cross can help with, purely because there's more investigations that are needed if another driver is uninsured or it's untraced. You'll also need to make sure you report the accident to the police, because they're uninsured or they've obviously left the scene of an accident, and that is a criminal offence. The reference number is needed for the Motor Insurance Bureau to start investigating the claim. So it is important you do ring the police just to report it for accident reasons. What they'll do is they'll deal with your personal injury claim. They will deal with your vehicle damage, but only if there's no other source to obviously claim that back from. Yeah. So if you do have your own insurance, you will have to claim back the vehicle damage through your insurance company. But the Motor Insurance Bureau, they will deal with the personal injury for you.
Yeah, and a lot of insurance companies now as well, they have parts of the policy that cover you as well if you get hit by a third
uninsured
party.
Uninsured driver,
uninsured driver. So you don't lose your no claims and all that kind of stuff. So.
Yes, it can be quite helpful.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Okay, Kim from Thornycroft Solicitors, you've been amazing as always.
Thank you very much.
And if anybody obviously wants to get in touch with you, what are you contact details again?
Yeah, if you need to contact us, if you've got any questions at all, it's 01625 503 444, or the website address you can visit is www.thornycroftsolicitors.co.uk.
Thank you very much, and you never know, we might meet again in the future.
I hope so.
That's Kim from Thornycroft Solicitors. This is High Peak Radio, and your latest news next. High Peak Radio.